श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवां श्रीरूपं साकृतार्थं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगण ललितान्विताखान्वितम् नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिसिद्धान्त सरस्वती नामिने नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी नामिने कल्पतरुभ्यश्च ऋजिन्धोभ्यैव अधिकानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो जयतां तिरतौ पङ्गोर्पञ्चभक्तात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपास्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताक्षं नमामि भक्तसत् नमो महापदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेयति कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्यसे नमः जयतां सुरतौ पङ्गौ मम मन्दमतेर्गति मत्सर्वस्वपदाम्भोजौ राधामदनमोहनौ विद्यद्वृन्दारण्यकल्पप्रमाद श्रीमद्रत्नागार सिंहासनस्थौ श्री श्रीराधाश्रीगोविन्ददेवौ रेष्ठालिधि सेव्यमानौ स्म श्रीमान् रासरसारम्भे वंशीवटादटस्थित कर्षन् वेणुस्तनैर्गोपी गोपीनाथ श्रीहस्त नाम चिन्तामणि कृष्ण चैतन्य रस विग्रह पूर्ण शुद्ध नित्य मुक्त अभिन्नत्वात् नाम नामिन आई ऑफर माय प्रोस्ट्रेशन टू ऑल द वैष्णवास assembled here, the Vaishnavas and the Vaishnavis, ladies and gentlemen. All of you have come here as you come every Sunday and you perform Sankirtan here. So this time also I took the advantage and have come to you. Previously, in the last generation, there was Sankirtan, and in South India, Carnatic music was prominent. Here, Lord Chaitanya appeared in India at Navadvip Dham, which is about 200 kilometers from Calcutta. He was in the 15th century, he appeared. He was altogether 48 years in the house and as a brahmachari, as a gurhastha and a sannyasi. He was in Navadvip till 24 years. 24th year he accepted sannyas and he travelled throughout India. He was 4 months in the Ranganatha temple in South India and from there he went to the West Coast and returned to Puri. And from Puri, they went by walk to three followers. They went by walking to Vrindavan, which took about 2 to 3 months. There was no other source. All the great acharyas, starting from Shankaracharya, Madhvacharya, Ramanuja Acharya, Vishnu Swami Acharya, and Nimbarka Swami, these are the four prominent Vaishnava Acharyas and Shankaras. They all traveled from Kanyakumari to Peshawar, Kanyakumari to this
Badrinath.
Badrinath. And all other places, renowned places, sacred places. Of course, Bhartavarsha is very sacred among all the world cities, countries. Ji Bharata, because Bharatavarsha, only a people born in that sacred country where the sand, where the trees, where the water, if we worship, oh, will be free from the influence of Maya. And previously, Indians were not allowed to come to foreign countries. And if they come, they are outcast. They must be again take bath in Ganga, take water and do some justice they did. But now Mahaprabhu's teachings first was let all do without any distinction and caste and creed to each and every person. He told that in Kali Yuga, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalau Nasceva, 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 Nasceva Gatiranta. 3 times, because in Satya Yuga they want to do penance. Yadda Yuga, they want to do yajnas, and in Dapar Yuga, they want to do archana, puja. Harinam is prominent in Kali Yuga. In those yugas, they cannot do as they like. People who are born in Satya Yuga, there was no caste system. Hamsa and Paramahamsa, one caste, Paramahamsa, and out of them who dedicated themselves, the Lord, Supreme Lord, they became Paramahamsas. Classification of castes came only at the beginning of the Treta Yuga. In Treta Yuga, they have to perform yajna. All the rishis take responsibility of preaching yajnas. And in Dwapara Yuga, Krishna appeared, who survived in this world 125 years. And yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyutthanam dharmasya tadatmanam yadamyaham. paritranaya sadhunam vinasaya duskritam. Dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami duge duge. Bhagavad Gita, Sri Bhagavan was Krishna. So Krishna told all those who read Bhagavad Gita, Gita Sumita Kartavya Kimanyai Sastra Vistare, Yasayam Padmanabhasya Mukha Padmanadvanishita. The teachings of Gita you find, who has taught it? Sri Krishna told to Arjuna in the battlefield, and Sri Krishna told to Uddhava as the Prime Minister at the last, when he was going to depart. Now, Krishna said that whenever adharma develops, people doesn't follow any rules and regulations of their religion, and then to destroy the demonic spirit or the demons, Lord Krishna appears in this world. And he did it. He did this. And after that, he returned. He returned to his own place. And when he was 125 years age, he left this world. And Mahaprabhu, who appeared in the 15th century, 1485, and he traveled throughout India. They could not come beyond India. India, it was a given name. It is Bharatavarsha. Our country is Bharata. Bharata. So, the Bharatavarsha now, they have to forget their own religion. So, all the teaching of Krishna, the Mahaprabhu came and he taught to all Nama Sankirtan. There is no difference between the divine name and the personality of God. Nam Nama Kari Bahudha Nidasarpa Sakti Tatra Pita Niyamita Smaranayana Kala Eta Prusi Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Buddhaiva Medrisamiha Janina Anurag. It is my misfortune. I don't have faith upon Nama, because Nama is divine name. There is no difference between the name and the person. If you say Krishna, 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 Krishna is, where Krishna is not known, he will hear my call and come. No. There is no difference between the Nama and the person. One. If you say Krishna, where is Krishna? He is in the sound. This is called transcendental sound. That can be understood if we completely surrender at the feet of the Lord. If we surrender. Through dedication only, he told, Daivi yasa guna mayi mama maya durataya mami vaji prapadyanti maya me pamtara. If you read our revered Swami Maharaj's Gita, and in it, in a nutshell, you will get all informations, and you will destroy your anxiety or doubts regarding religion. It is clear, Mahaprabhu told that we should not fight for the name of institution or the name of the Lord, but we must try to understand the proper philosophy. If the proper philosophy taught by the Supreme Lord Krishna still if you maintain doubt, and that will be cleared by Mahaprabhu and his contemporaries, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared and he propagated this Nama. All of you should do Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam. Three times he says, Harinamam, 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 you do. There is no other process. The only process is Harinama Kirtan. There is no penance, no yajñas, no puja. And first was taught by Ramanuja and Madhva puja. But when this Kali developed, Kali is wrangling, Kali is a black age, it will create number of doubts, it will destroy the religion, and it has destroyed the religion. They say, one said that if you repeat untruth in various places, in various times, and number of people repeat the same thing, the untruth will become truth. Which is not a law, because we are under the influence of Maya. What is Maya? The deluding potency. And we should conquer that deluding potency. We do not know who we are. We say, who are you? I am a Tamilian. I am an Indian. I am an American. What is the conception of these things? I, the body is not I. I is the design in this body. Isvara sarva bhutanam hridesi arjuna tishtati brahmayan sarva bhutani jantrarudhani maya. He drives the whole machine of this body like a driver. Isvara is here. And how can you exhibit it? He says, just like fire in the wood. If you cut the fire wood, you take the wood and tell, you are, though the fire is there, it will never burn your hand. If you touch it, you don't feel warm. But there, the fire is there, and if you rub the two bamboos, then the fire will come out from the bamboo. From that wood it will come. So, in olden days, people cannot able to keep the light preserving. Later on they tried to preserve the light, no, only rubbing. But the one tip, then the tip, it comes. Uttararani and Adhararani of Guru. So this system adopted when the light was not there. But now that Godhead, the spiritual Godhead, who is Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam, and all animate, inanimate objects, the Lord is there. And He is called the God. He now main cause for the movement of this world. As long as I am alive, then who are you? I will reply. The moment I die, no reply. So the reply is wrong. If you say, as Kulasekhar Alvar in South India, who wrote Mukundamala, he said, Bhritta Bhritta Paricharaka Bhritta Bhritta Bhrittascha Bhritta Iti Mang Smara Lokanadha O Lokanadha, you will consider me as your servant. Not only servant, 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 servant. There are many millions of servants may be there. I am the Lord. So that ego is not there, the drive. I am the maker and breaker of this world. I have done this, I have done that. Who is this boy? He is my son. Who is the lady? Is my wife. Know your life. Kaikasya patiputrajya mohe vahi karnam. It is out of ignorance. I say, my wife, my children, my house, who has constructed? I have constructed. Who has created? I have created. This conception is misconception. It is only that is why koham, koham, koham. You must, if you attend a guru and if you submit to him, and he will reveal you the truth. Truth cannot be forcibly accepted. If you accept forcibly, tomorrow you will leave it. But naturally, if you have got touch with the Spirit, then you can give proper reply, certain proper reply. And truth is always truth which has no future tense, no past tense. It is ever present. Truth has this and about all others changing, changing. The boy born, now from boyhood they will come into youth. And boyhood was playing and reading, what class you are reading? What are you? I am a student. And then he grows up and comes to a college, then he is a college student. But you, then gradually if he embraces some activity work, then his identification will be changed. A student may become a lawyer, and a lawyer who can be taken as a magistrate. And then as a magistrate he should talk, and then he becomes judge. The same person, you cannot call him otherwise. He is a judge. And you give respect to the judge. Whoever he may be, everything is changing. And when he retires, he will be not helpful to anybody. Now he must take the help of others and survive. Though a man becomes old, though he has earned some amount, lot of years, yet the boys will never take care of his father and old mother. They say if they die, very good. What for they should survive? Aren't they have earned his property for you? Yes, they have earned. Now old age has come. It is better without suffering. They must go easily. This is the world. To whom you say, my boy, and I, without eating food, you give to the boy, now boy kicks you. This is the world. Tatava kanta, kaste putra. Samsaroyam ativa vichitra, kasyattam kutta ayatma. Who are you? Where from you have come? How long you will stay here? And after that what will happen? You can solve all these questions. Now you should do that. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare.
All
Hare Rama.
We have got many problems in this world. Many, many problems. many eatings come out to solve those problems, but problems are not solved, my dear friends. Problems are created. The original problem is there, and it creeps, makes another problem. So problems are innumerable. And how to solve all these problems? There is no time for him. There is no time, only he can survive for some few years, some few days, or even now, he will go away. So then we have to see that what is the cause. The cause is the nature in this world. It is the nature of this world. So if we want to be free from the influence of Maya, the simplest, the surest, the easiest way is to repeat Namam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. There is Krishna mantra, there is Rama mantra, there is Shiva mantra, there are so many mantras. But they cannot solve the problems. Mahaprabhu says, only this, I tell you, my dear friends, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, three times. I tell you three times, again and again and again. If you ask your bird to go to that place, he hesitates. You go, go. You please go and do that work. You should do that. Do you follow me? You should do it. You have to tell it often. Then only he may do, because Father's order. The Father's order, Rama left the throne at the age of 14. He has gone to the forest. Is there any personality you find like Rama, who at the age of tender age, only 14 years, who was the son of Dasaratha Maharaja? He was selected to take the throne. And on that day Rama went to Dasaratha Maharaja to take his blessings. When he went there, he was in Kaikeyi's house. And Kaikeyi told Rama, Rama, your father is unconscious. He is in soon. Don't disturb him. I will tell you what for this. Because I have helped him and he has promised two boons. Those two boons are, one, Rama should go to forest for 14 years. And 14 years, my son Bharata will rule Ayodhya. The father when heard, he went to this, and in that he died. Now Rama returned, told Mother Kaikeyi, yes, I will go. With a laughing face he came, with a laughing face he received the order and informed this to Lakshmana, and his mom, his mother, Kausalya, all were not happy. But I will go, it is the order of my father. So Rama, Lakshmana and Sita, they three went to, first, to Chitrakuta. Chitrakuta, there they were staying. Meanwhile, Bharata returned from his grandfather's house and heard that Rama was sent for it. So, I won't sit on the throne. I won't accept it. Rama is the legitimate authority to sit on the throne, not I. And now he collected some people. And with those people, they went there and met Ramchandra and requested him to come back. I will go to monastery. Instead of you, I will go. And you will. Then he said, yes, whose order is this? How can you change the order of Father? Nobody in this world can change. I have to obey my Father. You have to obey my Father. He told you to reign for 14 years. You should reign. In 14 years I will go to the forest. And on the next day of completing 14 years, I will be here with Bhatta. Don't be here. But now the Father's order. Now who can cancel that order and give a new order? No, not much longer. So for 14 years, he lost Sita. Again, he fought with Ravana and he constructed the bridge between India and Lanka. All this happened. They killed the demons and all his relatives were killed. And with monkeys, there was no bombs, grand bombs there. Only thrones and trees they bring and arrows. After the death of Ravana, Sita was tested. Because he was in the house of Ravana, could she maintain chastity? Yes, Lakshana to fire, big fire, and under fire, kunda. And in it, Sita will jump into it. There she disappeared. And after half an hour, the Agni brought Sita, dazzling light. Sita, and you give to Rama, you accept Rama. She is pure. She is pure. Because this test was observed, Rama was happy. Now, the war broke out, and in the war they killed the enemies, and he came. And the next day, with the help of aeroplane given by Indra, they came here to Ayodhya. Hanuman and Bhishana, the brother of Ravana, came, and he was incarnated by Rama to be the king of Lanka. And they performed the incarnation ceremony, and then they ruled for so many years. So this is the epic of Ramayana. Many people, they doesn't know this, and they want why Rama should be done like this. So many things. Now, the Rama, what he has done, it is only for the service of the public. The Lord and all His devotees, they come to this world and they suffer. Ignorant people, they bring harm to them, but they doesn't care. Hari rakhe mareke, because the Lord is there to help, to protect a devotee. When the Lord is there, who can do any harm to a devotee? Ma bhai, I will help you. The Lord says, I will always. And with this empty body, he has to spend 14 days in the forest. Very difficult for life, forest life. But nowadays they can say, why? There are so much facilities are there, they can take their food stuff from Ayodhya and travel there and construct a house, building there and building. No, that is not How a forest life? At the forest people live. They have no cooking. They only raw material, raw fruit and the root they eat. So anyhow, in Kali Yuga, only there are no avatars. It is a confidential matter, not openly declared that I am the avatar. The Lord Krishna declared that I am bhaktavataram, bhaktaksham, namami bhaktan. Pantatattva, as Pantatattva he came and he did his duty. What is that duty? To preach Harinama. And the preach Harinama, he was that for 25 years there, and after that he took sannyas and travelled from Kanyakumari to Punjab. He has converted whoever saw him and heard Rama uttering Nama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. They all began to repeat Nama. In spite of our impurity, he said, no purity and impurity is considered, you repeat Nama. That will destroy your sins till now you have committed. And further, after repetition of this Nama, you will never commit any sin. You are free. Now you multiply and thereby you will be praying. So, my brothers, this is the greatest donation. Namo Mahapadanyaya. He was a poor person. What donation can he give? Has he given land? Has he given gold? You know, gems? What? Nothing. What he gave? Krishna prema pradayate. The prema wealth. He has distributed you that prema. What is that prema? Divine love. Now, we use often that I have got love. I love my country. I love my wife. I love my house. I love my children. I love my dog, I love my cat. No, it is only for self. For self. It is not prema. That prema is kama, and in other sense it is called kama. Kama cannot be called as a prema. What is kama? You are forced. If you see the eyes, if you see a beautiful body and you want to have it and to forcibly bring it. How Ravana carried away Sita, the wife of, in spite of 700 queens that he had. It was not sufficient. Now, when Surpanakha, sister told Ravana, very beautiful, among your so many queens, there is none so good. And said, anyhow you should bring her. He went, but he brought Sita, but could not enjoy Sita. Without touching, how can she put her? This Puspaka Vimana need it, maybe, but there was no consent to follow Ravana, but she is helpless. And it is a great plot of people who was there, they are not human beings. They have lost their humanity, they were blind and after the death, everything subsided. So, now in Kali Yuga, no such avataram physically can tell you and accept and do. It's only Namakatma. Madhura madhura metat mangalam mangalanam sakalanikama balli satphalam chattvarupam sakrutaki parijitam sraddhaya helayava bhrguvaranaramatram tarayat Krishna. And Bhagavatam it is told, madhura madhura metat, it is very sweet, it is sweeter than this nectar, it is sweet, mango smell. Now we have mango season, we may have mangoes, very sweet. There are many other sweet fruits. No, it is not sweet. The greater sweet you find in the Nama. Then you have faith. You are traveling through this world and was born and come in contact with the realization. He realized the soul that is Mahatma, a saint, and now he has given you this divine name. And now if you repeat that divine name without committing any offense and surrender, that surrender will help you. It will destroy your enemies and it will help you to proceed in this right path and conquer all the kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada and matsarya. What is kama? Desire. And krodha, anger, lobha, anger, and krodha is angry, moha, forgetfulness, and then the arrogance, and malice is, malice, last word is malice. And these are all our enemies. If we conquer these enemies, then we will be happy. It is very difficult to conquer these enemies. We do service of the Lord, we do the service of Lakshmi, or Shiva, or Vinayaka, or any other gods and demigods, not free from desire, I want something in return. And without claiming anything, only I do the service. This is called devotion, pure devotion. We should do service for service. Service, what that service? Hearing, repeating and doing puja and treating all is other subjects equal to him. There is no enemy to him. And we will be free now from the influence of Maya. This deluding potency, Maya is like a cloud. The cloud comes out from the sun's rays, but that cloud cannot cover the sun. It may cover to some extent. But beyond that, if it goes beyond that, it will be sun shine. Because sun is so big that one cannot, though these sun clouds come out from it. The rainy season you see sun not visible. Here it is rainy. If you go to other countries, it is sun is there, rising sun, you see. So, we now want that we must have faith, strong faith upon the name. And if we submit to the Guru, according to his demand, he will get the proper guide. The Guru who can destroy my ignorance and give me full light. Madhuram madhuram nectar. Mangalam mangalanam. There are so many actions, and among them the best action is that we must be free from these enemies. And this reply was given to Hiranyakashipu by Lord Narasimha's devotee. You have got Lord Narasimha. Matyan Singhaya Prahalladalhadadayini Hiranyakashipur Bhakka Silatankana Kale. Who is Prahallad? He is the son of Hiranyakashipu, the king. Four sons out of his dignity. He is a elect one. And now the father sent him, I want to hear and see Prahallad. Now he hold upon his lap and kissed the boy. And boy, what you have learned from Guru? He said, people who are in this world and who are in darkness and who should give up this world and go to forest, and there the opponents were the Lord. Then he was puzzled, what he did. He asked our Guru, what you have told, misguided my boy. Now he talks nonsense. They said, Naisargi kiyam tirapaneya. It is natural. We have not told in single word. Who told? I don't know. Now, how could he get this knowledge? Now, take care, don't allow any person without our knowledge will enter the palace and will destroy our children. He was sent, we are from the boy. Who taught you, boy? We have never taught you this religion. We never taught you what to. Then he said, when my father went away to perform penance, my mother was alone there. And in order to kill that boy, he was coming to take away the wife of Hiranyakashipu and keep her in some ashram till the birth of the boy. When the boy was born, he will kill the boy and allow the lady to go. But Narada came there and told, no, no, there is no demand there. He is a great devotee of the Lord. You cannot kill him, my dear son. Now leave it here, go. He went away. There he used to come often and give information of all the bhakti for 100 years. Now he was born after 100 years, and the husband returned from penance. He got the penance, he became the master of the whole world. Now, nobody has come there to teach Prahallad. His guru was only Narada. Now he was very happy, and again he brought, and then he brought here, the Guru brought here, then he asked, boy, in this small time, what you have learned? Then the boy replied, Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnoho Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakshamatmanivedanam. This 9 times of devotion, they taught. Then the father said, what is this? Now, though my friends, you have guided him towards my enemy class. Then he threw the boy from higher height of that large palace, not palace, but the throne. But boy never died, and he asked that he should be killed. And always, he must be poisoned, he must be thrown into fire, thrown into the ocean, or you can be given poison, and cut the body, nothing could be done. Because Prahlad cannot be killed. Man. So the Lord then appeared as Narasimha, half man, half beast, as Simha, lion. The face is like a lion, and the hands and legs are like a lion, the nails. He got the boon that he cannot be killed by anybody, but any sort of weapon cannot kill. No weapon can kill. He is Amara, he cannot be killed. Now, at last, the father thought, definitely death has come to him. And by the request of Prahlada, Nrsimha appeared. And Nrsimha appeared, he gave his abhaya, first of all, abhaya. I am here, I am here. So, the bhaktas, they are not helpless. They are helped by the supreme power, the Lord. And by that they have no death. They will never die. So, after blood, he was torn by nails. He never thought the nails can kill me. No weapon can kill me, but nail is also considered a weapon. He never thought. Now he was killed by, heart was opened by nails. When he died, then all the gods and demigods have come there, all the devotees have come and offered their prayers, and the Prahlada also offered prayers. Now Nrsimha said, what do you want, my boy? Now the cruel father has died. What boon can satisfy you? He says, no boon. I don't want any boon from you. I don't know. I am the most highest Lord. I will give. If I want to voluntarily give you boon, to reject, you should not reject. Must act. He says, I am your servant. I am not a baniya. I have nothing to give and take. Everything I give it to you. Vasu Singh, I am your servant. I am your servant, always your servant. I want only service. I will do the service of my Lord as a servant. What do you want? What boon you will give? I don't want that boon. I never take that boon. I want your service. This is the devotee's demand. Devotee doesn't require anything from their Lord except service. Service for service. You do not understand what is service for service. You must do service for money. Service for service, what is this? Yes, you must know this truth, but service for service. You have done the service, doesn't, and you want in the remuneration for the service something? No, I don't want anything. I want only service. Devotion for devotion. And devotion not for anything in return. To be benefited, nothing. I have given everything to you. I am yours. I want to be yours. I want to serve you always. I never want to usurp your land, power. So this is the service we require as Rishi Maharaj. Namaste Nrisimhoy, Prahlada Lhadaraini. He gave real happiness to Prahlada, Holy Father. He wants a boon to give. They said, I don't want any boon from you. I want to be always in the service of yours. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Always I hear the glories. I will repeat your namam and the glories. And I offer my vandanam. I want to offer puja archana to you. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. I want to remember you always. The nine types of devotion. I want. Devotion for devotion. This is bhakti. This is devotion. The philosophy of devotion is that. Not freedom from influence of maya, but I want devotion for devotion. We want to serve you and we want service. More service. Bhakti and prema, they are different categories. At the beginning what we do, we come to the prema stage, then we will do perfectly. Then the Lord will never keep quiet, saying the servant keep quiet. No. So he get service, do this service, do this orders. So he will be happy to carry out the orders of the Lord. That is called devotion. But devotion perfect and pure. And dharma ardha kamana moksha. And bhakti is supreme. So, I have taken much of your time, Maharaj. Our Maharaj, Vishnu Maharaj will take some. Because I think all are not anxious to go away. Because it may be a little more time is required.
You have time for
Arjuna? Very good. Oh, it's in charge. You are in charge. Very good.
I'm trying to answer. Usually we have
parties
at 6:30, so you just.
Bhagavad Gita,
no?
Bhagavad Gita. How long, friend? More time. We'll be off by now. Mukarnamoshoshanam nuram. Tadeva ramyam. Very, very. It is very beautiful. Tadeva ramuchiram navam navam. And always new. The world Krishna, always new. Always you repeat namam. Destroy all impurity in my mind, make my mind pure. No remedy, only one is nama, all that. You will see the Lord Krishna standing before you. Then it will be always, you will be forced to repeat nama. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.